Hello. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Mike Leeds, and this is volume 113. I'm doing something a little different this show in that I am flying by the seat of my pants with very few notes to reference throughout the show. I might crash and burn. It might be a complete shit show. It should be interesting to say the very least. That being said, here's a familiar little bit at the top. This podcast is part of a family of podcasts under the We Own This Town umbrella. There's several other shows on the network that are worth your time. I'm going to tell you to listen to Hot Minute, which is coming back for season two very soon. I'm going to tell you to listen to Fan Slash Fiction with Andrew Slash Zach, a really fascinating podcast that looks at creativity through the lens of fan-created fiction. They just launched their season 1.5. You can binge listen to all that whenever you want. I'm going to tell you that there's Vidolatry, a limited series. It's only 10 episodes. It's already run its course, so that means you can also binge on that. It's great. But the latest one is a show called This Is The Place. It's brand new. It's a bar and restaurant podcast from hosts Matt Meeks and Mickey Parks that explores what's worth your time and what not be. What might not be. Wow, I even read that and couldn't say it right. So new episodes are going to post every other Tuesday, and you can hear the first one right now at thisistheplace.show or wherever you listen to podcasts. They're also on Instagram and Twitter at thisistheplace. That's T-H-A, this is the place. You know, sometimes you can't get the right spelling of things, and you just got to go with a slight alternate to hook things up. Yeah, you can find them on there. We Own This Town, which is our handle on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, follows them. So if you just look at our following list, you can see it. Can you tell that I'm flying by the seat of my pants? Do you feel the panic in my voice as I'm just blazing through this at the top of the show? I hope you can, because it's a great vibe. Anyway, that being said, let's just dive into some music. This first song is something that I just luckily stumbled upon. I will give you all the context afterwards. Just know that there's a rad video that goes along with this that you should totally check out. It will be posted on the weownthistown.net detail page for this episode of the show, episode 113. Yeah, let's just listen to it. This is 456 from the band Z.
Sound. You write a book of a bread. Gotta be here, Mr. Bumblebee.
All right. That was Z with 456. Love that little classic outro there. Have no idea if that's part of the official song or not, if that's just something that's tagged into the video. The reason I don't know that is because this song does not exist in any form other than as a music video. I just ripped the audio off of that and threw it on the show here. Sorry about that, guys. This is a band. This is Zach Procer, who used to be in the band Mom and Dad. So there's some similarities there, but not a whole lot, I guess. I mean, it's art pop in a way. They call themselves in their Instagram bio new pop, and I can't disagree with that. There's a lot going on there in the best of ways. There's a really insane guitar tone, there's a rad bass line, there's a really manic dark vibe during the verses, and then this kind of uplifting anthemic chorus. It's awesome. I've listened to that a lot. Having run into it, I just put it into rotation and let it roll. So there are a few other songs on Bandcamp that'll be linked on the show profile page, but not this one. They made this video with Window Light, a group called Window Light. There's a bunch of really awesome groups in town that are doing visual displays and performances along with bands, and Window Light has done a phenomenal job with this video, and I know that they also augment live performances, so keep an eye and an ear out for them. So all that comes from an album called barbedwire.org. It's coming at some point in the future. I have no idea when. I have no details, but I anxiously look forward to it. So Z, not very Googleable, but you gotta love an un-Googleable band. It's great. Okay, speaking of lots of groups in town that are doing light shows, there's also a large contingent in town of psych rock. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but there's a lot of psych rock shows happening recently, like at the Cobra or at Mercy Lounge, coupled with the High Watt. There's just like a real contingent, a real strong contingent of people that are investing time in that genre and doing a blazingly awesome job at it. Again, no notes here, so these adjectives are just, whew, something else. Anyway, this is a band that I ran across that was playing a show, I think, at the East Room. I'd never heard of them, so I looked them up, and they've got an entire full-length record, and I'm super into it. I've been listening to it quite a bit. This band is called Chico. The song is called Personal Providence, and the album is called Ballet for Bastards. I'll see if I can find some interesting notes about it while we listen to it. Here's Personal Problem. Chico with Personal Providence from Ballet for Bastards. I get a major Dinosaur Jr. vibe to some of that. Am I right? On their site, they call themselves Prog Punk, but I'm not really getting much of a heavy prog or a heavy punk vibe off of any of that. All right, well, maybe a tiny bit of prog there near the end. But hey, micro genres, who knows what they're all about? I think they're great. I like what they're doing a lot. This album was actually released back in May of 2018, and I'm glad to have just randomly fallen into it. They're playing at the Basement, the Basement OG, on September 1st. Let's all make a pact not to miss that show. I think it's going to be good, and I don't know that the Basement's going to be around for much longer. That's a unsubstantiated rumor that I'm just throwing out there right now, but with the closing of Grimes 2 and Grimes 1 moving, I imagine time is short for that building. I should probably look into that before I just throw out random facts. I'm just throwing it out there as if I know what the hell I'm talking about. Again, no notes. This is what you get. Anyway, let's move on. Next band is called Safari Room. This song is called Antelope. The EP that it is from is called Actual Feelings. It's a brand new release. Came out July 20th, 2018. The album art was very striking. It's what caught my eye in the first place and made me dive in. So let's listen to Antelope from Safari Room. Antelope from Safari Room off of the Actual Feelings EP. As I mentioned, that's brand new. Came out July 20th. I think they played their record release show July 22nd. very good timing right afterwards. I think that song's like deceptively simple. It's light and airy, but there's actually a whole lot going on if you're paying attention. A lot of layered instruments, vocal styles. It's cool. I think that song's just pleasant. Pleasant. Is that an offensive thing to call music pleasant? I love some pleasant music. I think we could all stand to have more of that in our lives. So thanks a lot, Safari Room. I don't see any upcoming events on their sites, so I don't know what they're up to next, but I imagine if they just released an EP, they'll probably be playing around town. So if you are in a band and want an act to play with you that seems interesting, book Safari Room. I'd like to see what that sounds like live. Make it happen. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. I'll just go ahead and thank you up front. Really, you put in a lot of hard work there to book that show. It's not easy. I know it's not easy. You email, they don't write back. You wait, you email again. You feel like an asshole for emailing again. And then they finally write back and you've got the date, but no, there's a conflict. And so now they've moved you back 2 days, but you don't want to play 2 days earlier than what you'd planned. You had a Friday booked. Who wants to play on a Tuesday or a Wednesday when you had a Friday? Oh God, it's a nightmare. Let's not let that happen to Safari Room, okay? Let's get them booked on a good date with you. All right, let's listen to the latest release from Alana Royale. If you are not paying attention, Alana Royale is all over the Cream and Lightning 100 and lots of different places lately. Her new EP, So Bad You Can Taste It, is a bit of throwback R&B style. This is not something we typically hear on the show because I don't think a ton of it's being made in Nashville that I am aware of. So if I should be aware of more of it, please let me know because this song is awesome. It's a little bit slower than the first single that came out, but it's great. Let's just listen to it, and then we'll talk about some of the great stuff about it on the back end. All right, so here's Cruel, Cruel World from Alana Royale.
Through my throat, to my nerves to the bone.
was Alana Royale with Cruel, Cruel World off the So Bad You Can Taste It EP. I am positive, if you're paying attention to the local music scene at all, you've already seen that posted elsewhere. There's two videos out from that EP, Cruel, Cruel World being one of the videos that are insanely well made. Both of them are incredible. You really should go watch them. I don't know why you're even listening to this now. Go watch. No, I'm just kidding. Please keep listening. Dear Lord, please keep listening. Yeah, it's a great song. It kind of feels like, obviously, it's a throwback to like an R&B kind of style, but it has a production value to it that sort of reminds me of Mark Ronson in a way. That's like, it's really slick, but it's also really paying homage to that style really well. I like it a lot. I'm looking forward to the entire EP when it is released on August 3rd, 2018. You can pre-order it now from the Bandcamp site. And you know what? 10% of all pre-order proceeds will go to Just Us, an LGBT youth outreach program. That's awesome. So don't hesitate. Go ahead and pre-order it. I know you probably don't download MP3s or own compact discs anymore because you're a Spotify subscriber, but you can own some great music and actually do some good as well. That's a rare confluence of things happening that should probably be taken advantage of. And if the rest of the EP is as good as the first two songs that have been released, there's no doubt that you will enjoy it greatly. Thank you, Alana Royale. I don't know why I refer to you in the first name. I've never met you. All right, enough of that. Next up is a song from a band called Zook. We have played Zook before. You've heard What's It to You on a previous episode of the show, and you could probably hear my palpable excitement for the entire record called Garden Variety. I was very excited for it to be released, and guess what? It's been released. So let's just go ahead and listen to a song from Zook off of Garden Variety. This is 12 South Mystery Cults. The name of the song is actually 12th South Mystery Cults, but in my mind, it should just be 12 South Mystery Cults because I'm making reference to 12 South here in Nashville. That's a lot of extra information about my opinions on a song title that you haven't even heard yet that you absolutely do not need. So here's the song.
Nashville is dead, but you're still alive, thank God you survived. I thought I'd have to do CPR in the back of your car. Stop you from crying about the mystery code that kept the hearts of the toads locked in the ATM vaults of 12 South. Thank you.
12th South Mystery Cult from Zook off of Garden Variety. I'll be honest, I'm still spending time with the album. I just saw that it was released recently, gave it a couple cursory listens. You know, that song's a little ramshackle at first, but then it dives right into like a full-on pop sensibility and then has a bunch of very strange elements to it, but it's still accessible. It's a bizarre song, and I think that is absolutely the allure for me. Bizarre is probably too harsh. It's not bizarre, but it has a lot of odd elements to it, and it's definitely left of center, but still pop. It's still a pop song in the way that I define pop. Other people define pop a different way, understandably, but I'm really liking this record a lot. I don't know that it's streaming anywhere except on Bandcamp, so I highly recommend that you go to the episode detail page of this episode of this show. Ooh, that was awkward, right? I highly recommend that you go to the detail page of this episode on weownthistown.net, find the Zook album cover, and click on it to go listen to the full record. Hopefully it'll end up on Spotify and all the other streaming services eventually, but for now, hear it on their Bandcamp. Maybe throw them a couple dollars. It's a great record, and it's cool to see like some kind of odd pop songs being made. All right. Now we're going to hear from Dial Up Ghost, another band that we have heard on a previous episode, but this is more of a proper recording from them rather than a demo. I think before we had heard a demo from them that caught my ear. So this is a real deal recording from Dial Up Ghost. The song is called If You Want to Die.
Thank you.
You Want to Die from Dial Up Ghost off of their If You Want to Die single. I don't know if you're paying attention to the lyrics, which you should have been, because that's pretty much the focus of the song there. A lot of technology commentary, which I think is kind of a rare thing to be able to write a song that's about technology and the internet and not have it feel like a totally empty vessel, which is ironic because the song is about the emptiness of the internet. I mean, that final verse is, those lyrics are bleak. Listen to this. If you still want to die, you can live stream your suicide. If no one views it, you're not justified. You'll have to keep on living your life. Eesh. Good job, Dial Up Ghost. You socked it to me. It's great. I mean, I love the first verse as well. I mean, take a selfie and put it online. It will get you about 44 likes, enough to validate living your life. I mean, we all have felt that empty dopamine rush, right? Seeing those likes roll in, or those retweets, or those reblogs, or whatever service you're on. Dial Up Ghost. I mean, they had my heart initially just because the name of their band is Dial Up Ghost, and I'm old as fuck and love references to nostalgic things because I'm an old man. So, of course, if you're going to reference that, you know, modem sound, oh, I'm in. I'm just kidding. I kind of hate nostalgia, but this song is great. I'm a fan of these guys, and I'm looking forward to more proper recordings from them. So, good job, Dial Up Ghost. Keep them coming. All right. Next up is a band that I have an equal enjoyment of their band name. This band's called Davy Crotch Rocket. This song's called Conga, and I'm just going to see if you know this song. Did you recognize it? Did you recognize that that was a Miami Sound Machine song? The one that generally features Gloria Estefan showering you with the most infectious tones, backed by a bunch of horns? Did you recognize? I did not recognize it at all. It took me a little bit of research to figure out that that was actually the Miami Sound Machine song. It's an impressive reworking of a song that sounds absolutely nothing like that. Sonically, that's not really even what I expected to hear at all from Davy Crotch Rocket. I mean, what a name, right? Davy Crotch Rocket. It's hilarious and infantile and in all the right ways. So I had no clue what they were going to sound like. And here they are reworking Miami Sound Machine into an extremely dark experience. And yeah, that is exactly what I was hoping for from them. Something interesting and something that turns another thing on its head. They delivered. Speaking of delivering, I love local bands doing covers, especially ones like that that are sort of crazy different from the originals. It's always impressive when a band can take on a song they love and play it back note for note, but it's even more impressive when they can create something new out of it. So I'm trying to put together a bit of an episode that's all about covers. So if you have an interesting cover that you like or that you did, send it my way at We Own This Town on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. There's a email form on our website. Just reach out in any way that you like. And I would love to hear more covers. I think there's even a thread started on Facebook already with some great submissions. So look for that episode soon if I can get enough together that I find worthy enough of sharing. And we'll all partake, and it'll be a group effort. If you submit, it'll be a group effort. But okay, so I'm going to end the show with a new track from the outfit Paper Ravens, which I think might just be one person. But here's the deal: I'm still sitting with this record, this Paper Ravens record. So I caught this track as I was kind of getting into it and getting used to it. It's only a minute long. So it's more of an epilogue of a song than it is an actual full song, but it's kind of bonkers. So let's just listen to it. Yeah, here's Mosaic from Paper
Ravens. There are many rooms and many doors with paths all intertwining. No windows tell what lies in each, and every way is winding. Chancing or forsaking, our future undertaking. The destination yet to be seen was always in the making.
All right, that's Mosaic from Paper Ravens off of the just-released album named Origin. The band describes themselves as a female-fronted pop-slash-alternative band from Nashville. Their music is angst-driven pop with dark elements and an alternative edge. So I think that song is a nice representation of that, but it doesn't really showcase the actual female fronted portion of it, which is what I'm kind of listening more to. So I hope the bass was turned up in your car, because that's definitely the most impressive part of the song. But yeah, I suspect I will be revisiting Paper Ravens. It's a very interesting blending of genres. It's definitely something that's fascinating to be coming out of Nashville. Not something that we typically hear on the show, but that's something that I want to break. I want to listen to all kinds of music, all kinds of genres. Even if it's not something that I spend a lot of time with personally, I still think it's a worthwhile endeavor. And you know what? Maybe it'll expand my own horizons. So yeah, now you're just listening to me blather on about my own musical tastes, for which I apologize. All right, that's it. That's the end of the show. Volume 113 is done. So please hit me up on the internets with your suggestions for cover songs that might make for a good episode. And tune into This Is The Place, the new show that's on the We Own This Town Network. Keep your eyes peeled for more from Fan Fiction and from Hot Minute and for some new shows that are coming down. Yeah, it's great. Thanks so much for listening and for putting up with my lack of notes and preparation. I hope that it made for a slightly interesting show. I'm going to go edit the crap out of this now. So I'm not going to edit the crap out of it. Let's be honest. You're going to hear every weird, dumb thing I said. Cool. Thanks a lot.